Yerushalmi Kelaim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Sadi Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Ein Isser Mishum Kelaim Ela Tavi Va'Oig Shneema Laisiba Shatnes Dor Shushua Tavi Venuz. The prohibition of Kelaim only applies to a fabric that was spun and woven, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yudalef, do not wear Shatnes, which is a compound word standing for Shua, which means combed, Tavi, which means spun, and Nuz, which means twisted, or some say woven. Rishim and Lazar says that Nuz teaches that Naloizu may live. This person is deviant, and he deviates his father in heaven away from him. Halavadim asuim mipnei shehen shuin, pif shotzeme b'shal pishtan asim mipnei shehen choizun ba'awig. Felt is prohibited since the fibers have been combed. One may not attach an edging of wool to a linen garment as they appear to have been woven together. Rav Yosi Omer Meshichos Shel Argaman, I should say, Asuris Mipnei Shehu Moilel Ad Shelai Kosher. Rav Yosi says that cords of purple wool may not be tied around a linen shirt, as one stitches it before tying it. Layikshu Aseret Shoseme B'Shal Pishtan Lachgorboi Es Masnov Afa Pisha Ritzua Be'emsa. One may not tie a strip of linen of wool together with a strip of linen in order to gird his loins, even if there's a leather strap between the two. The prohibition of kilayim applies to weaver's marks and launderer's marks. And the Gemara says, Nisni Shua v'lo Nisni Tavi, you should say. The Gemara asks the question, since if they have already been combed together, they are prohibited, let it only say Shua without Tavui. Ilu Taninan Shua v'lo Taninan Tavi, you should say, Havinan Amrin ha Tavi Muta. Masnisa lo Amakein ela Ein Osa ela Mishum kilayim ela Tavi v'Oig. The answer is, if so, we would have said that merely being spun would be permitted, but that isn't true, as the Mishnah states that there's a prohibition of kilayim if it's spun and woven, even if it hadn't been combed. Nisni shat v'roi nisni nuz. Let the Mishnah merely teach shat, which would include combing and spinning, and not teach nuz, which is weaving. Ilu tanin and shat v'roi tanin and nuz, havin and amrin ha l'nuz mutter. Masnisa la'amah kein elak pif shal seme b'shal pishton osa b'pnei shehen choizun la'awig. And the Gemara answers that if so, we would have said that weaving is permitted, but that isn't true, as the Mishnah states that one may not attach an edging of wool to a linen garment, as they appear to be woven together, which shows that merely woven together is prohibited. Nisni tnez v'loid nitni shah. Let the Mishnah teach merely tnez, which would include spinning and weaving, and not shua, which is combing. Hila taninan tnez v'loid taninan shah. Havinan amrin ha-shah mutter. Masnisi la'amakein ela alavadim asurim mipnei shehen shuin. The answer is that if so, we would have said that merely combing is permitted, but that's not true, as the Mishnah states that felt is prohibited since it was combed. Meshicha shel argaman asuris, is tanai tani mutaris, manda mosuris kagoin elain tausaya du mechafis bay, manda amma mutaris shu shanat skarme vihi nachta la. Rabbi Yosi taught in the Mishnah, the cords of purple wool may not be tied around a linen shirt, and another text teaches that it's permitted. But they don't disagree. The one who prohibited it was referring to when the cords are sewn into the shirt. The one who permitted it was when it was merely tightened and tied over the top of the shirt. The shirt is still removable.